You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUBO.
Good morning and welcome to the gospel train. I'm Deborah Walker, coming to you this morning on this brisk morning to bring you some great gospel music that's right here from the Koval Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train runs, that's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Denver Open Media, that's 92.9 FM station. And of course, you can always check us out online during the week 24/7 at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, our prayers go out to Don and Denise. And of course, the loss of Denise's, her daughter. They gave the services yesterday, and we just want to send out our love and our blessings and continue to pray for them that God may give them peace during this time. Also, we have the Bobby Wilson interview that's going on. He's riding on the gospel train with us this afternoon, and he's going to tell us all the great news about his upcoming show, his dedication to his father, Jackie Wilson, and the great story behind it. So I want you to keep it locked right here at the Gospel Chain as Brother Joe Pace, Pastor T.J. McBride, Tamika Praise, and Robert Walker get the train started with a touch of Norman Hutches. Keep it locked right here on the Gospel Chain as we bring you a blessing.
All things working.
Yes.
He worked it out.
He's working out.
Yes.
Yes.
He'll work it out for your good.
He's working for my good.
Yes.
Yes.
He's working it out.
He's working out.
Yes.
Yes.
He's working it out for my good.
He's working for
I
my
say
good.
Yes.
Yes.
The Lord will work it out.
It's working out.
and you run. today because of God.
Well, David said, I will encourage myself in the Lord. Come on, Zion, sing this with me.
You're intentioned and tuned to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. You know, you have to have faith. Faith as small as a mustard seed, and you can move a mountain to say, I got it. That's right. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's right. Well, I want to remind you that the Wellspring of Joy Women's Conference is going on. That's April 28th through April 30th. So mark your calendars. Give them a call at 720-620-7262. That's 720-620-7262. And I'm telling you, you will truly, truly be blessed. Also on the 28th, Ron Ivory, it's Ron and Henry, are going to be a Soulful Saturday. That's from 2 to 5. You don't want to miss. That's 4640 Pecos Street right here in Denver. So you might want to check that out as well. I got some more announcements coming up, but I do want you to know that our interview with Bobby Wilson is coming up. And, of course, right after, we do a little jazz appreciation and gospel. We have none other than Dawkins and Dawkins coming up and Kurt Whalen. So I want you to keep it locked right here as we celebrate for April, Jazz Appreciation Month. And, of course, right after that, we'll be coming back and bringing you that Bobby Brooks Wilson, his interview, and telling you all about this great event he's going to be doing. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Sometimes I just wanna get away, but the chains I'm wearing won't let me leave. Stuck in a place I don't wanna be. Look in the mirror, I'm the one holding me. Things from my past I don't wanna face. Trying to outrun, but it ain't a race. I'm in the corner thinking, God, why? Praying but giving you the side eye. You've answered my call before. Trying to keep my head up. Lord knows that I'm fed up. When it looks like I am finished, no way I can win this. That's when you step in it. You take off the limit. You've answered my call before.
.47 The Drop and KUVO welcome Such Soul Sessions, an evening of R&B and neo-soul music hosted by national recording artist Such, featuring artists Gordon Chambers and Wellington Bullings, Saturday, April 22nd at the Buell Media Center. Tickets at eventbrite.com.
Make me a believer. Wanna love. persuade me over to your side. Showed me how deep is your love. You got me to believe, and now I feel so. And the time
is the place, and
the place and the time. Let me introduce you.
Loving and loving, oh, love is his way.
Yeah.
To make you stay.
Stay.
You're riding on the gospel train, and we want to welcome you to a month-long celebration of the history and the impact of jazz. That's right, even with gospel. That's where it started, with the gospel. Well, it's time to celebrate the joy and the influence of jazz music. And that's when we take a moment out to just welcome you to our Jazz Appreciation Month. Keep it locked right here on the gospel train as we continue to bring you more great gospel music right here on the gospel train.
Tune in Sundays at 4 for Super Sonido with your host, La Molly, digging through our past to understand our futures using music like electro folklore, nueva cumbia, and tropical futurism as our guides on KUVO, KUVO.org.
What's going on at KUVO every week? Subscribe to the Oasis newsletter at KUVO.org.
Well, we're back with more great gospel music. I do want to remind you that Scholars Unlimited is hiring. They're hiring for their summer program. So if you know any young people that are looking for some work and something to do for about 6 weeks, you can always go to scholarsunlimited.org. /employment and check them out. It's a chance for you to work with students, elementary school students, and it's really, really a great opportunity. They have a lot of fun things to do. Also, the GIV Fellowship is also hiring. That's the fellowship is a foundation of internship programs that seek to build transparency, equality, and of course, accessibility. So you definitely want to check out their website at https://groups.google.com for more information. So keep it locked right here. You can also email Jenny at youthroots.com. .org. That's J-E-N-N at youthroots, R-O-O-T-S.org. So there's a lot of programs that are looking for people that are hiring. You can also check out Club Z. They have a great STEM program that they're doing. And orientation 6/24 through 7/15. That's at Club Z. That's 4990 Norm Street, Unit C. But that's the athleticandbeyond.org. So keep it locked. I got none other than, of course, the Bobby Brooks Wilson interview coming up next. Check it out, because he is going to be here at the Soul Dove Underground. That's Pat Duncan and her 10th annual IJABA music series, Higher and Higher. And I don't know if you know who Bobby Wilson is, but he's doing a tribute to his father, the late, great Jackie Wilson. And I know some of you old school people know who Jackie Wilson is, but I am going to play a little something to kind of remind you. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Your love is lifting me higher than I ever been lifted
Well, the Gospel Train, we have the pleasure of interviewing none other than Bobby Wilson, who's riding on the Gospel Train. He's going to be giving a tribute to his father, the late, great Jackie Wilson. That will be the 10th annual IJABA music series that's presenting Higher to Higher. That's right at the Soul Dove Underground. And that's 7401 East 1st Avenue here in Denver on April 21st. So it's a show that you do not want to miss. Well, hello, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good, Deborah. How are you doing?
I'm doing really, really good. You know, and it's such a pleasure and honor to interview you because I have to say my mother and that generation loved your father. He was such a great entertainer.
Yeah, people still love him today. It's just an honor and a blessing to be able to keep his music going and for people to see him and recognize, still love him the way they do. It's amazing. It's a blessing. I'm just honored to be able to do it for them.
Okay, so tell me, what was it like growing up with a father that had such a world-renowned performance and, you know, popularity? What was that like?
Well, see, I didn't grow up with my dad. My story is quite different. I grew up in foster home. My mother gave me up early. So I grew up in a gospel home and grew up listening to Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers and Mighty Clouds of Joy, Mahalia Jackson. Those were my heroes at the time. I didn't find out about my heritage until I started singing and working for Bruno Mars's dad, a guy named Peter Hernandez out of Hawaii. Now, that's when I got my culture shocked. And found out that, you know, he was my dad. I started impersonating him in a show called Legends in Concert long before I knew I was related to him.
Wow, really? So the meeting and coming together must have been a phenomenal experience because you look so much like him. I mean,
Yeah, but growing up in a foster home, I had a great foster mother. Her name was Annie B. Davis out of Columbia, South Carolina, and she raised over 400 kids. So when I came in, she was a baby girl of 13 brothers, and they were, six of them were preachers, and then her parents were gospel preachers as well. So our home was very strong. Gospel reared. It's a blessing. I feel like I was blessed from the start because my mother was young, so she gave me up, which I think was the right thing she did at that time. And I got to be raised in a wonderful home around God. A lot of things my mother used to say when I was young that I didn't understand. One of them was man plan and God laughs. The other thing is if it comes to you in threes, God is talking to you, pay attention. And that's what happened. I met Bruno Mars's dad in a karaoke bar in Hawaii, and he invited me to come sing with him. At the time, I was in the Navy working as a weapons technician, and so I was as far from music as you can possibly be. He saw something in me or heard something in me and invited me to join his doo-wop group. They were from Brooklyn. And from there, I ran into Paul Revere and the Raiders. They were looking at Bruno, because Bruno at the time was 7 years old, doing a tribute to Michael Jackson and Elvis. Okay. They just opened a show called Legends in Concert in Hawaii, and they wanted to use Bruno in some capacity when Paul saw me and offered me a position in his show, a tribute to Jackie Wilson. Because he said, hey, man, you look and sound like Jackie Wilson. You know, you got to be in my show. My first thing I said to Paul was, I'm not an impersonator. I'm an artist. And he laughed. But Paul came back to me two more times. And when the third time when he came in with the same proposal, that's when I heard my mother's voice. God's talking to you. Pay attention. And so he asked me for the third time to audition for Legends in Concert in Hawaii. Only reason why I did is because of my mother's training. So I said, okay, God, I don't know what this is about. Okay, I'll follow Jackie Wilson and see what happens. And that's what it did. It opened a whole door, me finding my lineage. And realizing that I had a lot association as far as myself and Jackie Wilson. People who remember Jackie, people who spent time with Jackie, people who talked to Jackie, feels like Jackie spit me out. They feel like I have everything that he had as a showman, as a singer, not as much as a recording artist because I have my own voice. I don't have his voice.
Right.
I remember many times on this journey asking God, why Jackie Wilson? Because I didn't understand why, even when I tried to get away from him, people would call me Jackie when they see me. And then one time in Hawaii, music business kind of shut down. And so I started working as a Kirby vacuum cleaner salesman for about a year. And I got a call from a producer saying, hey, Bobby, we're putting the show together. We want you, Michelle, Bruno, and his mother, Bernie, because she was a singer also. So she's going to do Whitney Houston and Tina Turner. We want you to do Stevie Wonder and Jackie Wilson and host. We want Bruno to do Michael Jackson and Elvis.
Okay.
And they was opening this show in Waikiki. And I said to the guy on the phone, I said, hey, man, I'm not in show business no more. So, but thank you. He said, no, yes, you are. And this is what I'm going to pay you. The salaries was so great, I couldn't deny it.
And how can you say no to that?
Yeah, I couldn't say no. And so I said, okay, God, I'm going back in as Jackie Wilson, which was something I was trying to get away from.
Right.
I wanted to be recognized as Bobby Brooks, you know,
right,
the artist. But anyway, my story is online. Also, I have a film that's out called The Last Teardrop. If you go to thelastteardrop.com, you can see the whole, you can see the advertisement where it might be playing in your city. So if you go to www.thelastteardrop.com, you get a lot of information on that.
Oh, wow. That is great. I was going to ask you about the movie, if it was out or, you know, how we can get to that. And I really want to see that, you know. So tell me, in your repertoire, do you have any gospel music that you have recorded or that you sing?
You know, it's funny. I'll tell you a quick story. My mother didn't want me singing this music. She kept calling it the devil music, you know, because she was raised. And for 10 years, she wouldn't come to any of my shows. Finally got her to come in her 80s to a show in Myrtle Beach. And because she raised me, she wasn't expecting to see me, you know, doing splits and spinning and all the nonsense I was doing on stage. I mean, because she had no idea in her mind. She just thought maybe I was starving to death trying to be a singer.
Right.
And she kept saying, baby, you okay? And I said, Mom, I'm good. God is taking care of me. And you know, you don't have faith if you're worried. That means you don't have faith. She was like, shut up. Don't you tell me. You don't tell me what I have. You know? So I found out I had to come to the show, and then I was singing Jackie Wilson's To Be Loved and dedicated to her, never realizing that I wouldn't get through that song because of all the emotions. I saw her crying. I saw my sisters crying, brothers crying, and I started crying because, you know, we've been through a lot growing up in the foster home and then on my own. And, you know, she built us to lean on God and God only. She would tell us when I first found out that I was a foster child, probably I was going on 11 years old. I saw my birth certificate because she couldn't figure out what my birthday was. She told me to go get my birth certificate out of her bag, and I looked and read it and realized I was a foster child. And she told us that day, and she said, the reason why you guys are with us because God's got a plan for you, and you all are special. And I'm a teacher and I depend on nobody but God. And she says, the reason why God put you here, and my part is to make sure you know God exists and you lean on him. If you lean on God, everything's going to work out. And she's right. It has.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, it has.
So, you recorded To Be Loved? I mean, is there recording?
I have an album called It's About Time. The song It's About Time I wrote, and that song has been put in the gospel category, which surprised me because even though God is not mentioned in the song, I guess it's implied because the lyrics is, it's about time you see the one who cares for you. It's about time you recognize who loves you so. After rain is gone and the clouds are done, you can finally see me. Found out I've been here all along. It's about time. So that's the song that I wrote years ago, and I finally got a chance to record it on that album. The album's on iTunes and Google Play. It's on Spotify, Pandora. Anywhere that there's digital music, you'll find my CD. It's about time. I recorded Your Love Is Lifting Me Higher, my version of my dad's song. I recorded Lonely Teardrops, To Be Loved, Call My Name,
goodness.
It Only Happens, Sweetest Feelings, and then a few originals on there, I Can't Love You Anymore, With You, and then I covered a couple of covers, Right Here Waiting, mm-hmm. It's one of them, and I also have some other singles called Bridges of Burning, which is a nod to the 60s. This is all on time. Some of the songs are listed as Bobby Brooks Wilson. Some of the songs are listed as Bobby Wilson. Not to be confused with Bobby Wilson from England. They have a bunch of songs online, too.
Right. Well, but, I know when you talk about Lonely Teardrops and stuff, my mother used to jam to those songs. they loved them.
Yeah.
I mean, you did good. And we are, like, looking forward. I mean, this is so exciting. So this is April 21st. We are going to be there at the Soul Dove Underground to see
We're going to do a lot.
We're going to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of his songs. Baby Workout, I'm going to do.
Okay.
Dogging Around, I'm going to cover. A Woman to Love a Friend, which is my favorite, one of my favorites. And then the one that was released after he passed was Nobody But You, which that song seems like he's singing to me.
Probably.
I relate to that song.
Yeah.
I relate to that song so much. I got to tell you a real quick story, real quick. I get a call from a guy, a producer, promoter, saying, hey, Bobby, I want you to come to Canada and do a show. He told me the money, and the money was junk. And I said, nah, man, I can't work for that. I can't leave my house. And I hung up on him. This kind of producer, you can't do that. You know, usually when you say no to a producer or a promoter, they won't call you back. But then I get a second call from him, which surprised me. He says, okay, I'm going to bump it up $100. And I said, dude, you could have saved your breath on that one. And I hung up again. You know, cause, but this time I'm 10 years in the business, so you're not going to come to me crazy.
Right.
So he calls the third time, and I heard my mom's voice. Now, this time she's already passed away. She says, baby, God's talking. It ain't about the money.
Yes,
and
right.
I heard it just like you're talking.
Right.
Maybe it's God talking. It's not about the money. So he called. He said, Bobby, I really need you to do the show. I can't give you no more than what I just offered. It would just be such a favor. And I said, okay. And the only reason why I said okay is because of my mom. So I took the job. I had no idea I had to fly into Detroit and cross the border in Detroit to the casino. That was on the opposite side of downtown Detroit. So
okay.
My sister at the time, Brenda Wilson, who lived in Detroit, she and I were close at the time. Not anymore, but at the time we were. And I called her and said, hey, Brenda, guess what? I'm working at the casino right across the Detroit Bridge. You come to the show. She says, okay, do you want to go see Dad? And I was like, what are you talking about? You know, his grave is right there, right by that casino.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? So I get there to the grave site, and I get to the, you know, on the grave site, it says, no more lonely teardrops on the grave. It's a monument. Mm-hmm. I felt like my dad was calling me.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
And that whole blessing was for me to go to visit his grave. And I can't tell you how I felt being in, even though those were his remains, and I know to be absent from the body is to be present before the Lord. I know he's before the Lord.
Yes.
But I really felt like he was there with me, too.
Yes.
Well, and for me to be drawn there, I would have missed that whole experience.
Yeah.
Had I not heard my mom say, stop talking.
Yeah. You got to
not
listen.
About the money.
You got to listen to the Spirit and what the Spirit is telling you. Praise God.
And long story short, I've learned to hear him. And if I can't hear him, I ask him. I invite him every day, every morning. You know how they invite you to let God become a part of your life when they open the doors of the church?
Right.
Yep. Well, I open the doors of my church every morning. I open the doors of my temple every morning and say, God, please come, live with me, abide with me.
Amen.
Because I am reunite with God every day. As often as you eat and drink of this, you remember me. I try to remember him every day because it says to lean up to God and trust him, not your own understanding. And if you got God on your side, it makes the ups and downs easier.
Yes.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit easier.
Yep,
and that's what I've learned.
You can endure because you know you're going to overcome. You know you're going
to
get through.
Well, he says to endure, even if even if you die going through it, you have to endure. And that's my message I pass to everyone. Just lean unto God, try love. Lean into love, and then you will take so much burdens off your shoulder. You will take so much worrying. And if you don't trust him, then you're going to lose.
Yeah.
Because you're going to buy into the fear, and the fear is what's going to take you out. The fear is what's going to stop you. So the adversary is going to say, well, you're going to die anyway. Yeah, but if we got to die, can we die happy?
Yeah. Die in Christ. You know what I mean? Die in the Lord.
Can we die happy? If we got to die, okay, we're going to die. Okay, let's not, let's not die in sorrow and, upset and this and that. Trust God and be happy, you know?
Yeah.
When it comes time for dying time, you're ready.
Yeah.
You say, okay, Lord, receive me. You're not a stranger.
Yeah.
You know?
Mr. Wilson, I can sit up here and I could talk to you all day long. And I am going to see you at the show. I mean, this is the 10th annual IJABA music series. And if you don't know anything, this is Pat Duncan, but I am. This is going to be at the Soul Dove Underground on April 21st at 7401 East 1st Avenue in Denver. And I'm telling you, Mr. Wilson, I am looking forward to this. And I'm going to come behind stage because, you know, I got to have a conversation with you.
We've
got to keep this going.
Come on down. I will have some of my CDs on available for anybody that wants to pick up one.
Yeah.
And pictures, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
God bless you. Yes, we are. We're going to have a good time. Thank you so much. God bless you. And, you know, you just keep on doing what you're doing. And we're going to talk about It's About Time. Okay?
Yes, we are.
That was a great, great interview. Thank you so much for listening. I have two tickets that I do want to give away to somebody. I'm going to bless you. That's right, with two tickets if you really want to go. That's April 21st. It's coming Friday at the Soul Dove. Give me a call as I play Lonely Teardrops.
Is crying, lonely teardrops.
You can call me at 720-275-0885. I'm taking calls right now. Just give me a call. That's 720-275-0885.
Just say you will, say you will. Is crying, pow, lonely teardrops. My pillow never dry up from those lonely teardrops. Come home, come home.
Just say you will, say you will. Just give me another chance for our romance. Come on and tell me one day you'll return. Cause not every day that you've been gone away. You know my heart does nothing but burn, crying. Drops. My pillow never dry up from lonely teardrops. Come home, come home. Just say you will, say you will.
To knock the enemy down. on your business, just praise. Attacks on your mental health, have faith. When he had touch your money, you still praise. Attacks on your family, have faith. Attacks on your business, just praise. Attacks on your mental health, have faith. When he had touch your money, you still praise. Cause it's your one, two, punch on the enemy. One, two, punch on the enemy. One, two, punch on the enemy. Your faith and your praise. One, two, punch on the enemy. One, two, punch on the enemy. One, two, punch on the enemy. Your faith and your praise.
Can't get down, pick me up, I'll make it loud. Give you praise.
Well, it's about that time for us to wind down. Boy, I got a lot of calls here. Oh, God bless each and every one of you. Go with God in all of your ways. And thank you so much for riding on the gospel train. I do want to let you know that Bobby Wilson, they are giving 2-for-1. So if you buy one ticket, you get the other one free. So that'll be a good thing. And it is at the Soul Dove Underground, that is 7401 East 1st Avenue in Denver. Great, great place, great club. So hope to see you there on the 1st. Here's none other than My Life. Jay Reed is going to take us home. God bless you, and I will see you next week.
Whoa! I'm still here, y'all. My life, my life,
my life, my life. My life is a testimony to show somebody they can make it, cause I made it, I made it, yeah. My life is a testimony to show somebody they can make it, cause I made it.
The Jazz Aspen Snowmass June Experience includes over 40 performances in 12 venues over 3 nights in downtown Aspen. One Pass includes jazz, blues, funk, and more from June 22nd to the 25th. JazzAspenSnowmass.org.
The Hazel Miller Band and Josh Blackburn celebrate Earth Day on Saturday, April 22nd at Herman's Hideaway. The first Earth Day event took place in 1970 with 1 billion individuals mobilized for action in 190 countries. For tickets and information, hermanshideaway.com.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO. Turn me around.